I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Look at the balance sheets of many banks in Southeast Asia, and you're going to find that the ink is the same color it is in many U.S. banks, red. Asian banks that lent to property speculators are in particular trouble. But one bank in Cambodia has lent most of its money to a different type of borrower. The Akleda Bank has become rich by lending to the poor. Its so-called microloans average just $500. From Phnom Penh, David Heck tells us about what's become Cambodia's largest bank.
The background music, the polished stone lobby of Akleda Bank's corporate headquarters and its six-story high atrium belie the humble beginnings of what was once a non-profit NGO. The building is just 2 years old, says the bank's CEO, In Cheney, and already it's too small.
In fact, because of the growth, Akleda Bank is now looking for another new office so that we can accommodate between 300 and 400 extra employees.
On average, the bank has doubled in size every year since it transformed from an NGO in 2003, with current growth slowed to around 30%. Still remarkable, considering the sorry state of Southeast Asia's economies. Akleda now has customers from all income brackets, but the poor continue to make up the lion's share.
All customers are important, micro, small, medium, and large. We don't discriminate. Customers who used to access our loan when we were NGO, when we obtained license as a bank, they became the customer of the bank. We grow together.
In Cheney has also grown. As a boy, he was a cowherder under the Khmer Rouge. He later fled to a refugee camp, studied business management, and when peace came, he headed an NGO to assist displaced people. He realized that what they needed to take up their professions again as farmers, craftsmen, and petty traders was a little cash. The emblem of his microfinance NGO was the mythic Hongbird, which according to legend saved people from drowning. Now it is the emblem emblazoned in gold on Akleda Bank. But Akleda saves people at a price. Its interest rates are exorbitant by Western standards. Jun Tani and her daughter own a little general store along the river in Phnom Penh. To increase their stock, they took a loan with an interest rate of 3% a month. That's 36% a year. And rates of some microloans run as high as 60, 70, even 100% a year.
Sometimes it's hard to pay the bank each month and still make a living, but we always do it. It's very important to keep one's promise.
There are people who are disgusted by a bank that profits off the poor.
I think it's not a good idea. It's not fair.
This woman did not want to give her name. Her middle-class family owns farmland that peasants rent out with money borrowed from Akleda. She explains that when the price of crops is low or the harvest is poor, the farmers have huge problems to repay. Cambodia's leader Hun Sen once accused Akleda of taking advantage of the poor and threatened to close it down. But administrative costs for microloans are inherently high, and the loans are risky, as many poor borrowers have no collateral. The World Bank's private financial arm, the International Financial Corporation, which has a 12% share in Akleda, sees high interest rates for the poor as unavoidable. A World Bank representative in Cambodia, Tim Conway, says subsidizing the loans simply doesn't work.
The trouble is, when it becomes subsidized, it becomes seen either as a gift, and repayment rates go much, much lower than they are with commercial operations. The other point is that it becomes a target for political patronage. It gets directed to people with influence, not necessarily the people who make the best use of the money.
And Akleda tends to lend money to people who provide basic provisions, rather than to people who speculate in areas like real estate, which is why Conway thinks it may weather the global economic crisis better than other banks.
I think Akleda is probably better positioned than some of the non-microfinance commercial organisations that have been lending, we know, a portion of their money to speculative, often property sector, uses. I think at the moment we feel that Akleda will be stronger than the average.
One customer that has grown with Akleda is Hay Sapana and her husband Shrein Sharoon. They were retail sellers of propane gas for cooking, but now sell wholesale. They're on their fourth loan, but the first that's not microfinance. It's a small business loan for $4,000 that has an annual interest rate of just 24%. As a fully-fledged bank, Akleda also offers them 24-hour customer service and a Visa debit card. And much of the money Akleda uses to lend out now comes from deposits by people who had borrowed from the bank and need a place to park their profits. For the World, I'm David Hecht in Phnom Penh, Cambodia.